Welcome to another episode of Racer's Mindset. I am your host, Brad Gebhardt. With me also on the line, my co-host, Andrew Hobson, otherwise known as Hoppo. Hoppo, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Not doing too bad, man. It's Saturday. Things are clicking. We're all in a good mood. And at least sun is shining where I'm at. Looks like it's the same thing for you. But we got a very, very special guest on the line. It's Zune Nguyen. And looking forward to you're running across America, my friend. You probably got some sore feet at this point, but in the RV right now, a little bit of rest and recovery before you head back out on the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. This is definitely a crazy experience. And like, I self-funded this whole thing, flew all over the country to do projects over the last couple months just so I could, you know, save up and do something cool like this. I wanted to do something that like no one else can take away from you, right? Like you can make all the money you want and then boom, something bad can happen and that can get taken away from you. Or you could build all kinds of like crazy materialistic thing and something go wrong, which just get taken away from you. But I want to earn something that, you know, very few people can say they did and that no one else can take away from me. And along the way, I want to, you know, force myself, like I do photo and video for people, but now I'm turning the camera around and pointing at my face and learning how to speak on camera, forcing myself to, you know, speak on camera every day at the end of the run. I'm not a runner, but, you know, I put a certain amount of mileage up and I'm going to go through with it. And then as we go along, you know, the mileage are getting easier. So, and then I'm getting better on camera. So I'm just happy that like this project is going well. And I'm, you know, so for Feeding America, we are a project under them. It's milesformeals.us, and they let you do any like Feeding America like has a team feed program to help people who in needs, and they let you do all kinds of challenges. I just freaking want to do the run across America. That's a dream of mine. So you know we're competing with like Tony Robbins and like you know Ever Mattson. I think she's sponsored by The Rock or something. So there's a leaderboard, and I'm like 7th or 8th place. You know, and then I'm beating like some corporation and stuff. So it's pretty cool. So far, you know, my goal is 1 million meals to be donated for this run. We got like 110,000 meals already, capital raised for Feeding America. But like, I'm not like a famous person or like trained athlete to do this. I'm just like a regular person. So like, I think this will relate more to the everyday people. And I'm just striving to, you know, reach greatness for myself too as well, and along the way train my mindset and everything.
Well, congratulations on that. Hoppo, how did you come across Zune? Like this guy,
that's it. I mean, you, yeah, okay, I've only known Zune since September 2023. I went to a Wes Watson mastermind. Here's this young kid shows up with a camera, and I'll admit I was a deer in the headlight of that mastermind. I didn't know what I was in for. I had no idea. It's like, and there were some pretty heavy hitters in there as well. But this kid, man, he just stuck in it and he was telling everybody about, you know, Miles for America and running and feeding. And I'm all, this guy's got some stuff going on. And then as time come on, he put on his own mastermind, which I attended. Great value. And then, you know, at the end of that mastermind, he was starting this, and you started on March 1st, right? Correct? Was your first day? Santa Monica?
Yeah, Santa Monica Pier. Crazy. It's just like in my head, I was like, okay, like I, you know, when you met me, I was like making like $0 for videography, photography. Just happened that my friend happened to hire me to go to that mastermind. And then from there, we had like big months after big months after big months. Like it's crazy.
So you're now on, so yesterday was day 43, correct? Now you're on the day 44. You've done 623 miles.
Yeah.
43 days.
Yeah. I wish I could do more. Like, look, if I didn't have to like be CEO of Kraken Media still, I would like just wake up and just do more. Like I know I could do more, but you know, a lot of people depend on like certain decisions I make to put food on the table. So that's kind of like limiting. But like when I told people March 1st, that's when I do it. I told everybody, right? But when March 1st come, if I don't do it, I know I won't have the opportunity again. Because the company's growing, I'm always going to be even more busy, right? So when it comes to like content, like you shooting your own content or I'm shooting my own content, like you could be shooting your content and like shit can hit the wall behind the scene. But if you don't do it now, it's just not going to happen. Like from my point of view, right? Because a lot of people get caught up in like the other stuff, but you have to like zone out in that moment that you have, like that 1 hour or 2 hours, get that content out or whatever. For me, it was the project. Like if I don't do it now, life's always going to be busier and busier, and I might not ever get a chance. I might miss the train, you know?
No doubt. So,
I mean, at me at 53, you know, I look back and it's like the things I should have, would have, could have done to now where, you know, like I said, you've inspired me to do this. You inspired me to put on a bicycle event that I'm putting on in on May 4th. So, you know, it's, and all this comes from thought, right? Like you thought, and then I got challenged, and then I told you, and everyone's like, yeah, you got to do it. Mm-hmm. The problem is I can't really advertise it at the moment the way that it's set up. So it's kind of under wraps, but I still have 20, 30, 40 guys going, which still is still a lot of work, as you know. So again, kudos to you. It's making me work harder, even at my age, to still know that you can be better. You can learn and still project to go places. You know, I don't think age is really necessarily a limit. Mm-hmm. You just have to want to do it.
Yeah, it's like even for that mastermind you attended, from the idea of the mastermind to the mastermind was 2 weeks.
So right.
2 weeks, I sold like, you know, we sold six-figure plus in tickets and then set up everything, set up the course, website, ads, carousel, like everything. And we did all that probably in like a day to do all that. And then the rest is like sales. But most mastermind, it's like months of planning, blah, 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 blah. But we're like, you know, we're just going to go fast. And like, at least everyone there got to drive some exotic cars. So it was pretty cool. I think it's like the first mastermind that like somebody, like the other host, just like literally just gave the key to everyone. It's like, here's the Rolls Royce. Here's the
Strat. True, true.
Which makes fun. It's just like, go drive it. Like, damn, you know.
So you, like you said, you have self-funded this. You bought a motorhome. You had it wrapped.
Yeah.
What was the thought you said that you've always wanted to do this? That when did it cross over? It's like, this is gonna happen, this is what I'm gonna do, this is how I'm gonna execute.
This was actually like an idea about I'll say like about 4 years ago. I had this brand called New Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Legacy brand is just about, you know, being the best version of yourself, fighting to, you know, through hardship to be to create a legacy for your family and yourself, right? But I always tell people, like, damn, what can I do as like the CEO of this company, like, you know, this clothing brand, inspirational or motivational? What can I do to like put myself up there too amongst like the top dogs, right? Or the athletes or so? Like, I gotta do something that they won't do, or, you know, something like that I could level up at the same time. And then it's like, you know, when you're like a normal person, you're a business person, you look at an athlete, you're like, damn, like that's crazy. They're freaking on a pedestal, whatever. But like, what can you do to like get yourself level out with them too as well, you know, in your own field? And like, I don't think any other like clothing brand CEO owner like have done anything crazy as like, you know, run across America or something. If you break it down, it's actually not that bad. Like, the only thing that's limiting for like any projects like this is, you know, like obviously rest recovery, budget, and like just the mindset, willpower to do it. Cause I believe like anyone can do this. Like, it's not like reserved for athletes. A lot of fucking athletes, whatever, they get sponsored to do something like this. Literally, like they just wake up, food is prepped, freaking, they don't even have to carry a camel pack. I have to carry a camel pack because I don't have like a lot of people with me, just me and my cousin. But they don't even have to like carry a camel pack. They would just run a couple miles and then like somebody would just give them water. Just, you know, boom. And then when they're like done, it's just like literally meal or cook, socks are made. They get a massage in their RV. It's like freaking crazy. But at the end of the day, it's like, and that's an athlete. I'm not a sponsored athlete. So, I'm just having a good time doing this. And along the way, some people are like working out and they're tagging me. So I just put them on my story. So they say every like 5 mile I do, they do like 4 miles or so. And I was like, that's cool. Like they don't, how do you say it? They're not like, in any program or anything. But they're like just tagging me and they're getting more fit as we go. So that way they could run the last part with me in New York.
Oh, cool. So what's your normal day look like? You get up, you go, man, I got a business. I got 20 miles to run. As
A
yesterday, you
media
said
company.
the road
Got a
ended.
podcast to do.
It's how do you say it? I'm just gonna, I just go day by day, like literally, once the business stuff's out of the way, I'll get more mileage in. But, like literally the 20 miles at least minimum, and I'm aiming to go further than 20 miles. That'll get me to New York faster, but at the end of the day, it's like, this is kind of like a lifestyle. Like I've never like do anything in the RV space before, but it's kind of cool if you think about it. Like, I don't know if you guys like love RVs, but we've been around some of these RV here. They're like $500,000 RV, and they look like baby mansions inside, and it's like marble floor. Like, clearly everything's beautiful, but it's a whole different world. Like, I might even get like a big RV later or something.
I lived in a motorhome for a couple of months when my son Tyler came back to live with me, and same thing. We were in this campground and just the caliber of motorhomes is like, damn, dude. And then just chasing. But so what does the normal day look like? You're up at 6, you get
So I'm
ready.
up between like 6, 7. Then basically I just have a coffee and then like boom. What do I do? A podcast or I do like some work or so, prep for the day. And then my cousin would just pick like drop me off where we left off last night. And then I just pick it up from there. I actually got pulled over yesterday. I guess like some cops are cool on this trip so far. Some are like, but the route I'm taking, it's not like a marked route. So sometimes there's route closure and stuff like that. So I have to like hug the highway. And some of the sheriffs are like, yeah, you just like run the left side of the highway, just tuck yourself really, far away from the road and stuff. So I was like, it's cool. But yeah, like this time I was running on the highway and the trucks are going by like, whoosh, whoosh, and it's like hailing. And it's like freezing rain. Like the rain came down and it like got frozen. So it's like, it's literally like hail hitting me. Like I was like, damn, this is some like David Goggins shit, I was like,
Who
crazy.
carries the boats now? Like, dude, your route has been wild so far. And even yesterday, it's like you take it sort of day by day. And yesterday, your route got basically just
He's gone.
interrupted altogether. You're riding on this path. You're running on this path, and all of a sudden, like you wouldn't think the desert gets washed away too often, but basically happened. You're just running, and all of a sudden, there's like a big ravine, or like there's a break in the whole thing. So you got to do a whole detour, which is not only adding miles, but adding time, on not only your journey, but your feet as well. Let's talk a little bit about daily challenges and meeting those challenges. You mentioned that you're an average guy. You're no different than myself or Andrew or anybody else who possibly could be listening to this. And I think that in and of itself is the motivation or the, I think that can really speak to just your average Joe because, yeah, like you said, like if it's a sponsored athlete that has everyone at their beck and call, who can prepare meals and get a massage that they're done, and like they have a videographer, they're gonna not only film the shot at the end of the day, but probably edit it as well. You're wash and dry, and also doing this from like you're doing your own personal development by not only getting mileage on your feet, but getting mileage in front of a camera, getting mileage editing, getting mileage on podcasts. And like the whole thing is sort of a microcosm for the fact that you're going to have to do a journey that no one else can run it for you in order to achieve that success. I think there's a lot of powerful messages there.
Yeah, like my cousin was like, if a normal person sometime it's in your shoes or for somebody's problem, if they don't have the proper mindset, they'll definitely crumble. And I was like, damn, yeah, I mean, it's like super stressful to, have multiple fronts. Like, but what I'm seeing is like, a lot of people, they want to post on social media, but they don't post every day. I'm doing that every day, right? So boom, take off the box for me. And then a lot of people want to exercise. They don't. I'm doing that. Just take off the box for me. And then a lot of people want to make money in their business. You know, they want to be doing that. I'm taking up the box off for that. That's like my everyday goal right there. It's just that right there. Just hit those three. Hit those three. And these are like kind of like the hardest thing right now for, you know, current business owner or anyone in period. But I'm hitting the trifecta every day, but it takes a lot. Like it's a lot of mindset. It's like a lot of like times where my tank was empty and I was like, fuck, you know, but I kept going. It's just one foot after the other. Like it's crazy. Yeah. At mile 18,
one task at a time, 1 mile at a time. One challenge at a time. And like you said, every day is going to have a separate challenge. And like, you're not going to feel like some days you're going to wake up and be like, yeah, I want to run 20 miles today. And there's going to be a lot of days where you're like, I do not feel like running 20 miles today. How do you attack those days? Because anyone can go to the gym when they feel like it. A lot of people struggle getting there when they really don't feel like maybe they're not seeing the progress, or they don't see their body's achy and tired. A lot of people, when they start a new regime, they do 2 or 3 days and like they just feel like they're just, their whole body is just one big sore. They're just like, I can't even explain to you where the hurt stops and starts because it all hurts. What do you do on those days?
You know, those days you have to dig really deep, because freaking, you gotta remember why you started it and like where it's gonna take you and the legacy for your family. And the, like for me, when I wake up, I see people tag me on their Instagram, like they're doing their miles, right? So whatever miles I do, like, you know, if I do, like, I have a couple people, but every 5 mile that I do, they do 1 mile. So if I do 20, they do four miles, right?
Right.
But when I wake up, they already tag me in their morning workout, you know?
Yeah.
Like they work for like 4
they're on
or
the
something.
East Coast. Yeah, they're up before you, most likely.
Yeah, so they wake up. Oh, I wake up, they already tag me, right? And they look at me as a source of inspiration. I'm like, fuck, I have to beat them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they can't
beat me. My fans can't be more athletic than me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an athlete, but I'm like,
you can't outwork me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know? Yeah, like that's from my point of view. It's like,
right,
you know, so that helps a lot. But for those other days, I really have to dig deep. Like, and when I really don't want to do it, I just like go there and just like move forward, you know, start walking a little bit, get in the mindset. Cause life is hard, man. Like life is like the most unpredictable thing ever. And it's not just for me at this current time, but I don't know how people do it, but it's just like, man, you're just getting beat left and right, you know.
I think it's complacency.
Yeah.
And that pain of change. And it's like, you know, this bicycle challenge I've got, right? It's 100 miles in a day.
Yeah.
And it's going to be roughly around 14,000 feet of climbing.
Oh, that's hard.
You know, the 100 mile, like we've done 100 miles on road cycles, and it's, you know, 100 miles is, you know, it's about 4 to 5 hours. Like this mountain bike challenge is going to take 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
And nearly 14,000 feet. So you're nearly halfway through, Everest, right? You're half that distance. And like, it's going to hurt. And I don't think people like to go there at times. Although I'll say that we're doing this challenge, be like you, and you're all, why? Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's what I get.
Yeah. It's just, you're trying to be at the cusp of it, the tip of the spear, you know? It's just like, like, man, like life is boring if you don't live on the edge. But if you live on the edge, it's a certain risk you have to take. You're going to earn the respect. You're going to earn, you know, the mental win and the personal win. I think that's even more important. How you feel about yourself and how like really other people feel about you. Cause like when I first started like to turn the camera on, like around instead of shooting people, shooting myself in public. And then people are like, you know, obviously when you guys are outside shooting yourself, talking on your phone or something, people are going to look at you and they're like, think you're weird and whatever.
Like, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but in my head, right? This is probably like the craziest thing, but this is what I think. I'm like, these people are going to laugh. They're going to, make fun of you or like have weird gesture, but their voice will never be heard. Their voice is not important enough to never be heard because they don't have the courage to do what you're doing.
Right. And again, that's the whole soul of this. I knew Brad had a good program and he had good platforms. Like, I need to get there. Right. I need leverage. I'm helping him. He's helping me. And that was why I had the idea. And it's like, I have to, you said it at your mastermind. It's like, you have to overcome those fears because you can help someone that could change their life. And that's at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do.
Yeah. And I think your heart, like, as long as your heart is in the right place, and I think it is, because you, at the end of the day, you just want to motivate and inspire people to lead better lives. Right.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have to be through motorcycle, but if they, are in that area and they freaking love what you're doing, it's going to be way more. Like, you always throw cool events with, motorcycle people, motocross people, but yeah, but when they come to you, it's like, damn, this gentleman, is figuring something out that I don't. And then they're going to just like work with you, and you guys would just, it's like a compounded effect. Like, it's really weird. Like, a lot of business people, they're very like, I would say like structure and kind of like, I don't know, like just A, B, whatever. But then like, if you have a group of people that resonate with you, opportunity is going to come compoundedly instead of structurally or like one, two, Z, right? And it's a different type of relationship as well. Cause through the tough time, you have those people that genuinely you want to hang out with them, not because of the money benefit or whatever other benefit. Like, you actually love those people and they're your supporter and you support them in their quests. I think that's like way more important, because at the end of the day, it's like, if you want to go far, you got to have a team, you got to have people, you have network to take you far. It's just not, you can't do anything by yourself,
No, not at all. Like, a couple of questions I had for you is, like, who is in your crew? You mentioned just your cousin. So he's driving the RV. I don't even know how much experience he had driving an RV prior.
Oh, yeah.
So like, his zero, challenge, I've been zero. Willing to bet his big zero, fat yeah. zero on that.
He's yellowing it too. It's great.
So like, everyone's learning all at the same time. And how do people donate? Like, how are you said you've collected over 110,000 meals. That's feeding a lot of people. How do people donate to that?
It's milesformeals.us. I bought this domain, milesformeals.us. Actually generated by ChatGPT, because I type in my mission, what I want to do, and it just gives me that. I was like, that's so cool.
Okay.
I bought the domain right away for $12 or something. And I redirected to my campaign at Feeding America, Team Feed, Feeding America. Yeah. So when you go on there, we'll take you to the one of the projects. And if you scroll down, you can see like the leaderboard of like other people who are donating, and they have their own project too. So like, everyone's different project. Mine just happened to be South America. But yeah, it's just like phenomenal opportunity, and literally like, they don't make the stage for you, make your own stage, but
exactly.
You have to work a lot harder. But it's got, at the end, it's like way more respect because you built it yourself. It's like,
right.
Well, no one gave it to you,
Well, you had an idea, a thought, and you put it into reality. No one can take that away from you.
Yeah. And then also like, if, cause I had like normal jobs before, and it's just like, you don't really feel like you're living. It's just like, hey, I'm here for this amount of time, and this is the end result. Every month I get this amount, and damn it, it's still like hard to make it. Boom, boom, boom. But I just take the risk. Like, literally, like, my business was revenuing like, it's like six figures in a couple months, and that's where I'm comfortable at. So now, like, with with the travel and like this thing, it's like I'm getting a pay cut, and I'm like, damn, that's crazy. But
I mean, right. I guess, but you're still building it in other ways, right? Like credibility of running.
Yeah.
I'm building it.
By the time this thing's done, you'll be right back to where you were and then some, because of just how much respect people will have for the fact that you're doing something, like you said, your average person will not complete a challenge like this in their entire lives. And you're doing it in such a way that is very inspiring to a lot of people. And I think it's funny because a lot of people say, oh, like, work in silence, like don't like a lot of people say like don't put yourself out there. But there's actually two schools of thought there, because if you work in silence, no one knows when you skipped a workout. They also don't know when you worked out, but they don't know when you didn't show up.
Yeah.
When you announce that you're going to do this challenge, regardless of what it is, whether you say like, I'm going to get in shape in the next 3 months, or I'm going to like in the next 6 months, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. When you announce that to the world, you put like, you basically put your money where your mouth is. And because in 6 months from now, people are going to expect a 20 pounds less version of yourself. Or if you're planning on running across the country in a few months time, they're going to expect you to be somewhere outside of St. Louis. And you better be somewhere outside of St. Louis. Otherwise they know you're full of shit. So. Yeah. You've basically called yourself out on a daily basis, which is honestly something everybody needs to do. Like,
100%.
You set your goals and you're either going to fucking do them or you're not going to do them. And with the way you're doing it, everyone's going to know if you just stay in the RV and get some extra Z's, and don't run your 20 miles or whatever it happens to be that particular day. And I think that's what's really inspiring to people, is like watching someone say, I'm going to do something, and then doing it.
Yeah. I mean, man, like even, you know, like, so what I learned from my business is like a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, let's do this deal. Boom, 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 whatever, you know, all talk, right? And then when it comes time to pay, it's like, they disappear. It's like, it's hilarious. And then I see them on their like, story and post, like talking about motivational stuff. I'm like, you didn't even carry your own deal, so just like chill, you know. It's like hilarious to me, like, you know, like yeah, it's kind of funny. I learned a lot from people, period. Just having like the business for the months I had it, it's like crazy. You learn a lot in the world. There's a lot of talker, everyone talks, but then when the rubber hit the road, it's like, you know, only a few people will show up and actually deliver. And I think that's like a barrier, and like the real one will always prosper because they'll show up and they'll do it. And then the other one that's just talk is just, you know, that's why only like 1% really make it,
right? And like that actually goes back to a podcast. Let's talk a little, we're going to talk about a little bit about mentors in a second here and touch on the Coach Paul and a lot of other inspirational people like that. But one of the guys that I first started listening to on the personal development side is Andy Frisella from the MF CEO project. Now it's Real AF. And obviously he's one of the principal owners of First Form, which if they don't get behind this, I gotta shake my head on those guys. But like he once basically broke it down, is that when someone start, like when you start a business, people immediately get inside their own heads, like, oh, like I'm competing against, if 100 people start the same kind of business as I want to start, like I'm competing against 100 people. You're not. Because 75% of those people are not going to start. So 75 people just lost the race before it even started. You got 25 people left. Out of those 25 people, half of those people will try it for like a month and be like, ah, not for me. Now we're down to about 12 people. Out of those 12 people, a lot of them either don't have the skill or they don't have the grit to keep going. So you might be competing against one or two other people. And can you beat one or two other people? You're damn right you can. And like, seriously, you're really not competing against that many people, because most people are going to throw in the towel. So if you're, and same thing with me and my podcast, like I'm like very much like you, there's nothing special about me on a motocross bike. I grew up not winning championships. I won my very first dirt bike race at the age of 32 years old in the plus 30 B class here in Manitoba, racing against four other people. But I stuck with it. There's so many people that I grew up racing with that have long since thrown in the towel. And yeah, when I started a podcast, I got more than a few eyebrows raised. I'm like, who are you to start a podcast? Well, 1,000 episodes later, and having gone to 50, 60 professional races and interviewed the top racers in the entire world, I have arrived. I've done all the things that I said I was going to go do. And all I've ever done is set the bar higher and be able to go like just do more amazing things and conquer those things. And I was the only one who believed that I could do it to begin with. And I was totally fine with that. All those negative thoughts or anyone who said that I couldn't do it, like, just use that as fuel and continue on. Because a lot of that, like the negative stuff that you hear, it comes from the insecurities of people being like, oh, I could never do that. So that means you couldn't either.
It's like even Joe Rogan said, most people who attempt to run or walk across America, they usually quit at the 400-mile mark.
Okay. Yeah. So we're past that.
So you're 223 miles past that.
Yeah.
I have plenty left in the tank. I just can't wait to like solve all the business problem I have right now and then just freaking like wing it more, have more fun and just like, mm-hmm. you know, cause at the end of the day, like there's still like 5 to 6 people that rely on me to put food on the table behind the scene.
There you go. So, let's talk about the Coach Paul. You've worked really close with him in the past. You guys have done posts together. I'm sure there's some listeners who have no idea who I'm talking about. Give a little peek behind the curtain and talk about it. You can touch on this as well, Hoppo.
Coach Paul, I mean, he's actually coaching my son Tyler as well.
Nice.
We met through at the mastermind. He's a great guy and he's intense. He's out there. He's a good trainer. he was the guy that stuck with him from the start. Like he committed. He says, I'm running with this guy for day one. He put everything on hold, his business, his family. And he did it. He ran through California, right?
Yeah. So, you know, even from the start when I first met him, like, you know, probably less than a year ago, but he was like, oh, you're running across America? I was like, yeah, like that's what I want to do. And we did a project together and he's like, he loved it. We shot his story, his cinematic story. So it looks like Netflix would have shoot it. And that was like one of the first projects I took on. But he told me, he's like, yeah, I will run across California with you. And I was like, cool. And Coach Paul is an amazing person. Like he stuck to his word. Everything he says, he will do. Like he's one of those. He's been in prison for 10 years, you know, but when he came out, he just immersed as a different person. And, you know, like there's a lot of stuff I learned from Coach Paul, especially like, he told me like people, like when we're running across California, I would say there's a lot of like people that are on drugs, you know, people would call them crackhead or so. They have like crazy energy, like, and stamina, you know, unhuman, like, crazy.
Amphetamines will do that.
Yeah, like I'm gonna tell a crazy story right after this, you know. But Coach Paul, he followed through everything he said. Went across California with me. He got a big blister at the bottom of his foot. It's crazy. And through the time with him, like it's so much funner to have someone and easier to have someone to run with you. But no one can go on your journey forever with you. It's your journey, you know? And I'm grateful he gave the time and the effort. It was crazy. Like, he basically set me up to run the rest of them. Like, you know, because the start's always the hardest. And, if you train with Coach Paul, he'll call you out on your shit in, like, 2 seconds. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you're doing something wrong, oh, that's wrong for him, bro. Like, he's not those people that will softball it. Like, he'll just tell you up front because, you know, you get to where you want to go faster.
Yeah. No, you know? There's not enough people appreciate tough love these days. It's everyone wants to be coddled. Everyone wants to be kind of like, oh, no, it's okay. If you weren't able to do 10 reps, just do 8. Like, yeah. No, I want to see all 10 reps right now. Yeah. And I want them strict too, by the way. We're not doing like 8 good reps and then 2 shit ones. Like, we're not leaving till I get 10 good reps.
And he's not the type that will yell at you just for that. He'll like, here, let me do it with you, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's power in that as well.
Yeah. And, okay, back to the other, I would so-called crackhead story. Yeah. Like, on this journey, there was this lady. She walked for, like, 3 days straight, and she was ahead of me. And I was going to end my day, like, right there, like, on that mark by the bridge. But she was like, yeah, I got, like, 10 more miles to go, you know? And I know she was homeless, but she was also on drugs. I mean, I gave her some like Lunchables and whatever I had in the car, some electrolytes or so. But in my head, I was like, damn, this lady about to beat me today. So on like 10 more miles, you know, I gave her some goodies. I was like, here you go. And like, She was walking fast too. I was just like, damn, like this is some unhuman power. She's been walking for like 3 days. And then I got another supporter actually from freaking I was just running, and then this guy came up with his dog in the stroller. He's like, hey, I'll run with you. Boom, boom. He ran with me for a mile. He looked pretty put together, and I didn't know he was homeless. And I was like, oh wow, like you actually like ran like a mile and something with me. And like at that time, like I didn't have much cash on me, but I was like, you know what? More money's gonna come. Boom. I booked him like a 3-day hotel and gave him like some food, and he was like super thankful for that. But I was like, you know, I'll take the risk, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But like that was my one of my most like heartwarming moment. Like somebody that like has nothing to do with it was like, oh yeah, I support you. I'll run with you right now. He did. I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy, you know? And I'm just super grateful for that. Like that I could do something like that for somebody.
No, that's got to feel good. And what were you going to say there, Hoppo?
I was just going to say, is there anyone else that's lined up or scheduled to come in and run with you? Is what you caught all the way through?
I have a couple like people at the end, you know, but it's
Everyone
like
wants to be
I'm
part
not
of
like
the end.
worried they show up. Yeah, everyone's like I'm not worried they want to show up or not. Like the middle is where the hard part is. But I'm not like, oh well, I need someone to run with me. I'm like, no, I just at the end of the day, it's like
Drive through Missouri with, or run through Missouri with me.
yeah, like
Like, where are you going to be in Colorado?
yeah, like oh yeah, the people ask like, oh, are you gonna run to this state or are you gonna run here or this city? I'm like, I'm a human being. I'm not a car. I can't like make a fuck like 90-mile detour just to get you, you know? Just for you to run
Know
5
what
miles,
some of the
we're gonna
bigger
make a
cities that you know
90-mile
you're going to
detour.
hit? Like, you've got your route plan. Like, do you know what cities you're going to hit?
We're gonna pass through Texas a little bit, and then we're gonna go up from there. So
Okay, I
like
was gonna say you're
I'm
going like south and then up. Are you
yeah.
running along the 10?
No, the 40.
Okay, 40, yeah.
And the map was like mapped by Google Map, and then we're just like adjusting as we go, because some of the trail Google Map takes you on, like you would go on a trail for like 5 miles, and then it's a dead end. It's like, boop. You're like, oh
Thanks,
fuck.
Google.
But it is, it's like there's no like official map across the U.S. You know, like it's not a normal thing that people do.
No
So
doubt.
you just punch into Google and you're looking for the walking route.
yeah, I punch into Google, I look for a walking route, and then if there's, you know, sometimes I do have to hug the freeway, but it is what it is. And
Google
most of the
thinks
time
you're
I'm walking.
kidding.
Oh yeah. Most of the
You're
time,
not walking it.
nah, I'm not like I'm just. They say I'm just straight YOLOing this, but so far it's good, you know. But
What?
I'm always all in on anything I do, so.
What's your average? What's your average hourly rate to run the 20 miles? Are you around 4, 5, 6 hours a day?
Yeah, it's between there. Like with the terrain and everything, I would say if it's all flat, I could like I'm not the fastest runner, so I'll probably get like 13 miles minutes or so. And then if the terrains are like that, or like what you're seeing yesterday, I have to like crawl up a hill and go through
Yeah, that
caves.
looked more like rock climbing than running, man.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this is wild. And then it's gonna be longer, but I try to, you know, get it like under 5 miles to be done and out.
So, what do you do with the motorhome? It's like, all right, drop me off here, then you just go 20 miles down the road and wait for me, or how do you schedule all that around?
So it's just me and my cousin. We have two vehicle, one safety and one motor home. So we just park the motor home in the RV park. Like let's say we have to cover, I don't know, 120 miles or a week work of distance, right? Like
Okay.
140,
Oh, then
160.
you're just back and forth.
Yeah, we'll just put it like in the middle, and then we got like 3 days here and then 3 days.
Yeah, you're either running to it or running away from it.
Yep. And then we just have the safety vehicle just drop us off wherever it's needed. And sometime we have to take this off road, the safety vehicle off road. It's great. You know?
Okay.
And my cousin like never experienced driving off road before. Like we had to climb some crazy
An
hill.
expert. Yeah.
Yep. And then never drove a motor home before, but everything's good, like, you know. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, life is crazy. Like, you never know what's gonna happen, and then as long as you keep a positive mental attitude and just like run through it, like, yeah, just
Sure, you've had a day, you're old man. I don't want to fucking run today.
yeah. I mean, I
But
have those
you
days, but
keep
I'm
going.
just like, but people keep on tagging me on stuff every day, so it just pisses me off if I don't do it.
So you're going to end up in New York around September sometime.
So if I actually like can go could go up the miles comfortably, like at 30 miles a day, I'll probably be there sooner.
Okay.
But I'm not doing this as like, oh, I need to be here at this time. I'm like, let me get through it. The main point is to get through it, and the main point is like I will do more activity to help, you know, raise the meals for the awareness. But at the end of the day, it's like that's my two biggest goal. You know, we'll get there. We get there. But if I can get more mileage in, that's cool. Like if I get if I when I make it over there, it's basically I ran like 100 marathons back to back. You know.
In a normal world, that's just unheard of, right? Because anyone will tell you, oh, you can't run marathons back to back. I mean, you guys have just blown that theory out of
Yeah.
the water.
Yeah, it's just like I don't know, at the end of the day it's like my mindset came from when I was in the military. We had to hike like 18 hours with like 100 pound on us one time in Bridgeport. Yeah. And we didn't stop until someone got seriously hurt. But I was like, damn, if I could do that, like
Right.
anything else is like kind of easy, you know? Like I just have to carry a camel pack, you know? But yeah, like that's how I see it. And then like even Coach Paul, he said like after the run across California with me, when he went home, his mindset changed. He become more like, you know, like the mind becomes stronger, push through harder. He
Right.
just got his own, like he just upgraded a new gym,
You're
you know, when he
So
got back.
you said you're quarter of the way through. You might add some miles, no real set time, but are you thinking what's next? What's Zoom going to do next? Have you touched on that in your run? Have you thought about, surely you've
He's
thought
got a
about
lot of time on his hands to think about this sort of shit, though.
No,
Like
that's
that's.
like I'm using this like to do my soul searching, like
I
you
was
know,
gonna
like
say that's a lot of
yeah.
time to just sort of
Yeah.
like, that's some inward thinking, I think.
Like Brad knows what I'm talking about. Like it's like you know, like really I really get all this time to really think, like philosophically, like you know, what's gonna happen after this? Like, 'cause so far my life has been like one projects after another. You know,
Yeah.
and do I really want to stay in California? I don't know. Like now that I'm out of California for a couple of months, I'm just like, oh my God, like gas is $3 and some change here.
It's
$2.
not eight
Yeah,
bucks.
we were
Yeah,
$5.50 yesterday.
yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like the health, like California, you have to pay like minimums 500 to 600 per month for healthcare, you know? That's just like bare, like minimum bottom, like bottom of the barrel service. Like, it's crazy. You don't have to do that in other states. And everything is like cheaper. But I'm making internet money. So it's not like, I could be anywhere, if that makes sense. I think
Yeah, you
Andrew
can
knows.
do what you do from anywhere. Like
Yeah.
Kraken Media is not it's not, you don't solely focus on the Seattle Kraken, the hockey team.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta tell you the reason why I love Kraken Media and why I started a business because I wanted to tell stories of other people.
Okay.
And I'm really like keen in story. I love telling stories and I love to recreate scenes and make it cinematic and like stuff like that.
Neat.
But at the end of the day, like when they get to see it, I love their reaction. Like, damn, what the heck? Yeah, it's like if you got a chance to see some of the Halo, Brad, like you're gonna love it. It's like. It's like a movie, you know. We
Cool.
shoot it. We shoot it like a day or so,
Nice.
but like literally, that video, the people can show their kids, their family for like years to come. It's just like, they
Neat.
look like I'm a badass dad, you know. Whatever, like whatever they want to show off,
Yeah.
in terms of their lifestyle. But yeah, you're right though. This is a. It's also a soul searching journey for me too, as well, because yeah.
Are we listening to music? Are we just kind of like listening to our feet on the trail? And yeah, like you like one of my things I love, like a lot of people don't love running,
I hate running, actually, so yeah, good.
yeah, most people don't love running, but what I do love about running is that it gives you the time to think about stuff. And I honestly, I find myself like that runner's high is, it almost happens in the mind because you give yourself like you're struggling and you're pushing and you're like, after a little while, you're like, no, I can do this. Like I'm doing this one step at a time. And all of a sudden, like you pick up the pace and you sort of start to like, just like almost like you get a little bit lighter on your feet. But yeah, like what's, first of all, I have the question, are you listening to music? And if you're not, like, do you listen to podcasts? Do you listen to, like, what do you listen to?
All the above. So music, podcasts, motivational content. And then sometime it would just be like no music. It would just be silent. And then I just reflect on a lot of things. Cool. But yeah, there's some deep reflection and it's really crazy. Cause like the mind can like really take you places really fast. And if you have good intention, good people will give you opportunity to, get you there even faster. It's like a compounded effect.
Fair enough.
What are some of the opportunities that have come up? You've mentioned some brands that have come on and potentially going to help. Are they still coming to fruition?
Yeah,
Harley.
Harley. So it's pretty cool. Like there's a lot of brand opportunity that we can do after this too as well with Kraken Media. You know, it's like basically, I'm building relationship along the way, and you know, obviously after we're gonna have more business opportunity. It's like I'm a walking ad right now, you know, for my brand and myself. But at the end of the day, it's like I'm doing this as a personal challenge, soul searching, and I get to do some good for humanity, and I get to conquer something big. I don't know what I want to do after this, really. You know, besides like obviously running the company, I have to do that. But you know, what else can we really do? You know, so I'm still thinking about it. I'm still reflecting on it. But I just love seeing the impact that me as an individual can make. And like, I didn't know that was possible. And just like Brad was saying, like he's freaking, you know, getting the compound effect of the goodness he puts out into the world back to him. And at the end of the day, it's like literally like if you like die tomorrow, like you still have all those podcasts, all those value, all those people you touch positively in your life. Mm-hmm. Then like that really matters. Like everything else is just kind of like a means to an end from my point of view.
Certainly. Like you've caused so many miles ran. Like by the end of this, you'll have ran a lot of miles, but you'll have also caused a lot of people to get motivated to run a lot of miles themselves, burn a lot of calories, change their lives. And that in itself is almost immeasurable as far as it's the impact that you can possibly make on somebody that like someone, maybe they're struggling with fitness or they're struggling with motivation. They're dealing with depression. If by listening to what you're doing with the New Legacy podcast or watching your posts or just creating a little bit of momentum from that, if they can change their lives, like then it doesn't really matter what else you get out of it, right? It's sort of like that is the ultimate prize. I think honestly, like you're going to spend a lot of time thinking about what's next, but I think by the time that you get to it, get to the end of this journey, you'll have so much demand of what people want to do with you that like it almost won't be up to you at that point, because there's going to be so much demand of people wanting to like have you sort of like bestow the knowledge that you've gained and make you a part of their lives, that like the opportunities will come to you and it's going to be a pretty wild experience.
Yeah, like in December and November, like as my video business was picking up, people were offering me like a Lambo every week to like just be their sole like content creator instead of like having my own company. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, damn, that's wild. And at the end of the day, I'd still want to buy my own. Maybe a company one where like everyone gets to ride it, like so that way it's a tax break, you know. I don't care about my own. Like really just
company Lambo. We're working on that as well here at Big MX Radio.
Yeah. If you think about it, it's like cool. Like it's just like, damn, I get to work with your radio station and I get to drive this, boom, boom, you know. But it's good, like, motivational tools. At the end of the day, still a means to an end, but it's still, like, getting people going, you know. And, like, I love Andrew. Like, freaking, I remember, like, I met him at the West Mastermind, and you know, I think West tells both, like, the path will illuminate as you walk on it, and that's like the realest thing I've ever heard, because like you could plan everything out so well, but then when you actually do it, it's like nothing you ever planned. It's like way different.
You plan, God laughs.
Yeah. Oh my
And
God.
to steal another quote from Wes, I mean, you know, he's always big on, you know, people always ask, how did you do it? He just goes, it's who, motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's it. It's who, it's you. You're the only one that can do it. And then that path illuminates when you step.
It's yeah, like really you cannot predict life, but I think like with good intention and like you don't have like evil in your heart when you like deal with other people, then like yeah, it'll be good. We have like a course coming out soon too, as well, to teach people how to shoot the Halo content, so they
Cool.
can make anywhere between 6 to 10K a day if
Holy
they
shit.
master. Yeah, like most of our shoots are between 6 to 10K a day. If we show up, like that's like boom, you know, big ticket. But then like we'll show people how to do it, because I'm running right now, like can't really shoot much. But yeah, it's like the content era is now, and like a lot of videographers are making crazy money. They're making like real like money. Before, like video and photo was just like oh yeah, like some weirdo, let's just do that, you know. But like now it's like center stage, it's time for it, you know.
Yeah, no, like, content creators are creating almost generational wealth in the fact that, like, short form video has grabbed the marketing world by storm, and it needs to be, it's unfortunately a lot of it's very disposable. Like, it needs to, like, keep rolling and rolling and rolling so that, like, you don't get as much mileage out of a single piece of content as maybe you did even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Like, whereas, like there'd be a like say McDonald's, they'd run a same ad campaign for like months, whereas now like they need to completely switch things up. They need to come at things from different angles, and content creators who shoot like very provocative content can benefit from that, because they're the sort of the vehicle that allows these big brands or small brands to be able to market themselves and pivot and move on a like short form basis. And because of that, they're able to fill their pockets. It's a good thing.
Yeah, and then like there's some clients we have that invest like 6 to 10K with us, and literally they make 100K next month.
There you go.
Then yeah, well we have
Good
one,
ROI.
yeah,
Yeah,
we
that's
have
good
a,
ROI.
yeah, like well because we're like okay, you don't need crazy content all the time. You just need good touch point,
That's right.
touch what's here, touch here, and then the rest can literally just be off your phone. Like literally keep it organic, and then some touch point here. Because at the end of the day, like there are bad videographers and photographers out there that will just prey on people, and they'll put you on retainer and then keep shooting like B level content. You never go anywhere. But you get some A level in the right places, like it's like done. Like your people will just like, you know, it's just easier. Like from what I say, it's like how can you be the most efficient, you know, for your client and then help them in the sales department. That's pretty much it. That's really, sales can solve everything, you know.
For sure.
Or like at least most of it, if from my point of view, like whatever problem you're having, boom, more sales, you know.
Yeah, no, sales makes the world go round. Like, tell me a little bit about your journey of sort of putting yourself out there, because like you said, right off the hop, it's, and when you start doing this, you get a lot of imposter syndrome. You're like, who am I to be able to do this? I'm awkward in front of the camera. Some like people always see the finished product, the one that gets posted. They don't see the 10 where, you trip over your words or say the wrong thing or, like just, you know what I mean? Like the, like I, like my fiance laughs at me on a weekly basis of like, I go to try and do something and it like takes me 10 shots. But sometimes I'm able to do it all in one rip. But yeah, so tell me a little bit about that and sort of getting over that hurdle, to believe in yourself, to be able to say like, I am the person to be able to do this, and, I'm getting better at it.
Like for me, like even, you know, like I'm Asian American, and there's not a lot of like Asian American male that are in the front and center of like leadership or a spot position. In my mind, I was like, you know, it's cool. I'll take over. It's fine, you know? And then what do I have to do? And then boom, I had to be able to speak on camera. I had to be able to share my story, and I have to be able to inspire other people. And you know, I'll just do that. And then, yeah, like you're right. Like when I first started, it would take me like 30 takes to take like one like shitty video. It was like a shitty video too, you know, and then it just gets better and better. And like the podcast I created, the New Legacy podcast, it wasn't even like a real podcast. It was like, hey, I'm creating this podcast so I could teach my client how to speak better on camera. And if I get them in a natural flow, the camera's not even there. We're just having a conversation. That's how I see it. And then it started to take off on its own. So that's pretty cool. Like,
that was the whole intent of this with me as well. It's like, I suck on camera and I struggled and I knew that. And it's like, how do I get into that? How do I change it? And this was a part of that deal. I mean, does this also come from, you know, Brad and I having some interactions, and then he goes, hey man, I got to lose 20 pounds in one of this motorcycle race. And all right, well, this is what worked for me. This is how I did it. And then, you know, he took on that approach as well. So, and then again, this is all just kind of stemmed into right where we are today.
Yeah. Awesome. It's just like, all day. You know, like I'm excited. Cause like, let's see where your podcast is going to go to as well. And like, cause literally, you know, I can't remember where I got this statistic from, but like out of like 1,000 people, like one can speak on camera. And then out of that 10,000 people, like one will keep going, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and the goal here is also, you know, between fitness, mindset, health, exercise, and investing or, you know, wealth, you know, it's a combination of everything, just to touch on every subject. You know, it might be two or three fitness guys, or it might be two or three investing guys that, you know, how do you get into investing in at a very low level, and or how do you build your net worth, you know, all that sort of stuff. That's what we want to touch on and bring in those people that can help explain it to people that don't know where to go or who to ask. Hopefully, yeah, the spark to change.
Yeah, I mean, even with you, what you're saying about like learning how to get better on camera, like I think it also helps you become a better person in general, because you learn how to communicate your message a lot better, like throughout your like everyday life as well. And at the same time, like camera confidence, I think it comes from you working on other aspect of your life, like your fitness, your nutrition, your money, your family, you know, your relationship. Like if all those boxes are ticked, you become more confident on camera. That makes sense, because you know you did the work. And for some people who are super confident on camera, but every other pillar in their life is falling apart, they have to be like real delusional, you know? But most of the time, from what I'm thinking and what I'm seeing, is a lot of people who have all their other ducks in a row, when they get on camera, it's just like, it's just flow, because like they're like, I'm winning, you know? Regardless of people like them or not.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. When it comes to like when you know in your heart of hearts that you're not doing what you said you were going to do, or you're not executing, it is so much harder to make that content and basically put on that facade that, yeah, I'm crushing it. When you're actually like, when you are indeed actually crushing it, it makes everything so much easier. If you just keep that momentum going, and momentum can come in all shapes and forms, whether it's conquering, say, like you have your power list of like 5 things that you want to get done, or you go for a run. That's why I feel like a lot of people, they have more energy after they compete, or after they complete a workout, is because like they just conquered something. There's something that was like, there was a hurdle in your way, and like your own self was saying, you're not going to be able to do that. And you basically you proved to yourself that you could. And that's that positive momentum that can kind of carry you forward and continue to be able to knock down those challenges that lay before you.
Yeah, I used to sell cars, and they said the best time to sell a car is right after you sold one.
Yeah, keep that momentum going. Absolutely. Just get another win.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, I didn't
know you.
How you doing?
Oh, no, you're good.
Guest appearance on the podcast.
Just going and got coffee.
How we doing, boys?
Yeah.
Doing quite well.
Doing good. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. But yeah, it's just, I can't wait. I have some more people that are coming out too as well. In Texas, we have Zach. He shot a Halo with us. But you guys got to watch the podcast. I interview Zach. That's his
Okay.
first time being on a podcast. You'd be like, damn, this guy spits fire. Because, he's like super young dude, made like millions of dollars in commission. And the fire in him is like, he just wants to help people. And, he has his main job. Not, main job, main. He's like a leader, like an important person. But like at the end of the day, like he just wants to make a positive impact. And like everything he says comes from his heart. Like it's so aligned. Like when people are like, oh, how do you get good on camera? It's just like, how close are you to the actual message that's in your heart? And there's a lot
Organic.
of, yeah. Like how close can you get there, right? And for him being on a podcast for the first time, I was like shaking. Like he was like shaking when he was like delivering the message. I was getting a goosebump because it's like so authentic to him that like it is no like, it's a real genuine connection. And he just goes hard at it. Like I was just shocked. Like, and I've interviewed a lot of people before and they've been on many podcasts and they're what they're saying is not close to their heart and I could feel it, But for Zach, I was like, damn, like is your first time being on a podcast? He's like, yeah, dude, I trust you to interview me. I was like, damn, thank you, bro. Like, this is freaking crazy,
Like
He
when,
flew out all the way to Miami. I was in Miami doing a project. He flew out just like to do the podcast, And obviously the mastermind too. He was like, yeah, I'll go out, do the mastermind just so I could get on your podcast. I was like, yo, this podcast is like just made for my clients to get better on camera. It's not even real. And then some of them are taking off too. So a lot of our clips are like hitting like 100K plus for our client. I think one, not I think, a couple hit like million. One hit like 4.1 million or something. And that changes somebody's life. And I was like, damn, like that really changed somebody's life. And it's like, they get a lot of hate along the way too. And it's like, they already got thick skin, so I know it's good. But yes, when those blow up, a lot of, heat, but people like controversy, so it's gonna keep going
Course.
up.
No, that's just feed the flames, man. That's awesome.
Have you had to deal with any hate or negativity along this journey so far?
God, I hope not.
I would say,
I had not.
not really on this journey so far. People have been pretty supportive,
Right.
but as I was building my business, as I was getting new followers and getting my name out there's a lot of people that like was once like. Like, oh yeah, boom, boom, like cheering for you. And then when you surpass them, then they become like envious of you in certain things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah. Like you're peers with somebody and then you quote unquote pass them and then they're no longer pumped for you.
Yeah, and they're gonna kind of like drag you down. But at the end of the
That
day, it's
crab
like,
bucket mentality.
yeah, it's like there's a season, in anyone's life or anything. It's really rare you have permanent like friends and partner throughout your whole life. There's a season for everything, and sometime when you're self-development or you have to like let go,
No, you certainly do. You do. You, for
That's like
sure.
really painful too, and you love them, they love you, but it's just like the relationship will drag on where you're going,
Yeah, no, and I've had that before, like going down this path with some friends where like there's certain things that I used to do that I don't do them anymore because it's not part of what makes me successful. Like like going out at night or this, that, and the other thing. That also is a bit of an age thing, but yeah, there's some buddies of mine that I grew up with that like they didn't really kind of grow out of those phases, or at least not the same time that I did. And I had to sort of like just like kind of let them continue on their path, and I'd go down again on mine. And that can be painful, but it's for the greater good, and it puts you in a position to be able to knock down the goals you have set forth. We've got four questions that we're asking every single one of our guests on the show. And you're actually our first guest. We answered these questions ourselves last time, but we're going to serve them off to you. Sound good?
Yeah, appreciate it.
What's something that you wish you did last year?
I would say Last year was probably like my biggest growth year, and I did a lot of things very fast, and I didn't miss a lot of steps. The only thing I wish is maybe in certain areas in relationship with people, slow down a little bit. That would like probably save a couple relationship. Because at the end of the day, it's like, it's never going to be perfect communication, but maybe that one sentence, that one word or so, can explain and, save a relationship, I would say.
Patience and communication is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
What book are you currently reading or listening to?
Right now, I'm listening to, well, Wes Watson's my coach, and like, I listen to a lot of content. And yeah, so right now, just a lot of podcasts. I did read like 50 self-help books. Let's see if I could pull it up real quick here. I bought like everything on the Amazon, the Audible. I'll show you guys later or something. But like, I listened to every book, and it kind of like, they all kind of like similar. In a way, it's just
The
like the same
message is
message,
there.
like, yeah, the same message there. It's just like 50 different guys or girl decided to like tweak it a little bit.
And I think it just comes down to taking the step in the path, right?
Yes, it all comes down to the action, because a lot of people love like the motivational porn, but at the end of the day, it's like you gotta pay the bills, you gotta pay the bills to go forward. That require action, that require taking the risk, that require going asking for a sales, that require, like, I don't know, like a sale is kind of like just like when you go ask a girl out, it's just like same thing. It's like you're trying to sell something. It's like that gray zone, you know what I'm talking about? Like that
Yep.
I
little
know.
zone.
Yeah, it's like pretty cool. Like, yeah. But
It's
then
good
once
to live in the unknown.
what's that?
It's good to live in the unknown. It
Yeah,
takes.
except that one, like A or B, but it's just like very adrenaline pump,
No, I completely connect with that. I don't know why it is, or I don't know how it come about. Maybe just like having worked for my dad, who's an entrepreneur, he owns his own business. This sound bad, but I've never been, not that I'm not a good employee, because like if given tasks, I can carry out basically anything, but I've always done a better job working for myself than I have working for somebody else.
Yes, and
And
that's actually, you're right. Like, that's actually like the biggest lesson I learned from having the building out a team. Because people will always work harder for themselves than for you. And I had to like figure out how to like make the goal align with my goal and their goal.
Right. No,
Yeah, the
exactly. Like,
message.
for whatever reason, I love that feeling of kind of like that back against the wall. If I don't produce, then I don't eat. Or if I don't produce, the people around me don't eat. Like, it's that, like, I don't know, it's like, not to say that every job is sort of mundane and just sort of blah, but like, I find myself, I have way more get up and go when I think to myself, like, if I don't do this, it all comes crashing down. So that's been a powerful thing for me, for whatever reason. Like, I think maybe it's just like a motivation thing that I'm also a bit of a procrastinator. I usually don't get to things until I absolutely have to, which is something I need to change, by the way.
It's an adrenaline rush for you. Like, fuck, you gotta make it happen.
Definitely. So what is that project for you that is next lined up that you need to get done, whether it's a daily task or a project you're working with Kraken?
Right now we're just we have a couple projects behind the scenes for a lot. Like, I guess I didn't intend to, but we just fell into the coaching space. So whenever they have an event, they just book us. They want to do some promo, to just book us. Like, a lot of our clients just rebook us, so it's really cool. We don't have to run any crazy ads. But the next thing that's coming up for Kraken and myself is we're launching a course. That's like our first time launching a digital product, because a lot of people like ask us questions and we're like, can't really answer that. That's too much sauce, And then we're thinking like, okay, what if we do a course and help people like make the money we made? And the course won't be too expensive, but I get to build a community around it. So whenever like I get to post some stuff in the future, or when we post something, obviously you get a community around it, it's a lot better. And we support them too as well. But if everything goes well, as which never, but as planned, we would revenue like anywhere between 300 to 400K a month in a couple months. Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, I'm sure there's some people who would like to be a part of that or learn from something like that so they can themselves can develop some generational wealth, knock down some bills, maybe pay off some student loans. I think I know the answer to this, but you might surprise me on this one is, who has been your greatest mentor or helped you get to where you're at right now?
Yeah, it's going to be, Wes Watson.
Okay.
Crazy. Like, I mean, I'm not sure if it's the same for Andrew, but that's where I met Andrew. But
yep.
Like, I don't know. When I signed up to his program and then he introduced me to the community, they're very supportive. Everyone's very supportive. And they booked me for a lot of projects. So that's how I was able to get my brand off the ground very fast.
What attracted you to Wes the first time? What made you go, I'm going to go with that guy? He's content.
He reminds me of the military. Like in the military, there's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of like, you know, tough love, but like people in the military get like stuff done that seem unnatural in the civilian world. And he kind of gives me that vibe, like, you know, and everything that all the message he said, I could feel like it's very close to his heart and what he really believed in. And I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And then, you know, we shoot a lot of content for Wes too now. We shoot the Mastermind in Miami. We shot that crazy black jet landing and yellow Lamborghini, the SVJ.
You got it.
Soon,
okay.
Soon the Bugatti. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Real quick.
Get in the Bugatti?
Yaddles too. Like, that's crazy. Like, Yaddles got the Bugatti. Wes got the Bugatti. Like, look, you know, like, I'm like, oh, you know, when I wake up, like, my guys are already putting their miles and stuff, but, like, you know, I got to put my miles. I guess, like, when Yaddles bought the blue Bugatti, Wes was like, nah, nah, nah. He's bought the orange Bugatti. I was like, damn. It was more expensive than Yaddles, too. I was like, okay, I see. Wes is not let anyone outdo him, especially if it's his people. It's crazy.
That's awesome. But, all right.
Awesome. Well, I think this has been incredibly informative for a lot of the people who are listening. Like, throw down not only your own personal Instagram, but as well as the podcast and Kraken Media, and also let people know where they can go donate, because ultimately this is about feeding America.
Yeah. So if you guys want to check out the link, go donate, be part of it. It's 100% tax write-off. None of money actually comes to me. It goes straight to Feeding America, but it just shows on my campaign, like, loading.
Yeah.
It's milesformeals.us. So miles with an S and for meals.us.
Yeah.
And that
we'll include it.
Yeah. Send me that URL. I'll have that link below on the description for the podcast.
Sweet. And then my personal Instagram is my name, first and last, Zoon, Zoon, and then period, Nguyen. And then on there, you can see, like, I tag a bunch of other stuff in there, but Kraken Media, krakenmedia.com. So kraken.media.pros, that's on Instagram.
Yep.
And on New Legacy Podcast, just search on YouTube, New Legacy Podcast. You're going to see we did a bunch of episodes. One blew up. And then, it's just like a lot of good intention, good heart. Like, we don't, you know, when we create content, it's just like we're just trying to put a message out that's close to our heart. Like, we don't have any intention, like bad intention. It's just like, we're here, we're doing this, and this is happening, and we're sharing what we're going through.
There you go. Yeah, that's the most genuine way you can go about it. A lot of things that we're dealing with are the same things that a lot of other people are dealing with, and they can take a lot of power out of that. So thank you, Zoon, for making time for this podcast and making time for us. You are our first guest, and you're a damn good one. And we'll let you get onto the road and get things done. Sound good?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
I think we need to probably come back and do a part two when he's three quarters way through the race.
We need a halfway point, three quarters of the way, and we definitely need to when things start to count down to the very end. The most exciting part, we're apt to have you on once again.
Yeah, if you guys ever want to come out, it's like, you know, just text me in a week ahead or so. Come out. I have all the cameras here.
I
live podcast with the bus as the background, you know?
Yeah, I see that.
We even have a pool.
I'm gonna work on that. I'm putting it out there. I'm gonna work on running a couple of miles. I just got a bicycle event. I got my parents coming for a month. After that, I'm gonna see what I can do.
Yeah, yeah. You get to be on the New Legacy podcast. It's not a real podcast, but now it's a real podcast. Like, I create stuff with good intention, and I don't know it's gonna go like this, you know. So
yeah, hey,
always like that. But as long as end of the day, it's good intention is everything.
Let it take off, man. Awesome, Zune. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Do not hang up just yet. But for podcast sake, let's cut things off.
Okay.
There.